And welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in preview on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And as always, I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. It is currently 3 p.m. when you're listening, and I hope you're having a splendid afternoon, despite the slight snowfall that is coming in right now in Kingston. I really thought that we were through the worst of it. I guess it's not as bad as it has been, but I'm just every time it snows I get a little bit more worried because my car is kind of buried in snow right now, because I was like, oh, I don't really need to dig it out, I won't be using it because I don't have winter tires. And then the snow just kind of kept accumulating and accumulating and accumulating. And to be honest, it wasn't even that I didn't want to shovel off my car, it's the fact that I don't have a shovel, and the landlord hasn't left one, to my knowledge, at the house. I haven't seen it, unless it's in some hidden location. So every time I look at her, I do get a little bit worried, but, you know, I think she's a trooper. I turned her on about a month ago, and she started. She didn't seem to want to, but she did. So I'm gonna hope that she keeps that energy until I can get a shovel. She almost has like a moat around her of snow. But I digress. I hope you're ready for the music today. I hope you enjoyed the song that brought us in. That was You Only Live Once by The Strokes from their album First Impressions of Earth. That's from 2006. 20 years ago almost. Actually, yeah, no, 20 years ago. Released January 3rd. That's crazy. That makes me feel sick a little bit, but Good song. Good song when you don't think about the fact that it's 20 years old. Wow. Anyways, Queen's Album Club actually doesn't have a meeting going on this week. A lot of our exec members are super busy with other clubs and also just academics, as one has as a university student, but lots of other club functions happening this week. And so we thought that we would take a pause for this week. And of course, reading week, we will not be hosting a meeting either, but we're going to take a little bit of downtime because also we did just release a album suggestion submission form for members. Anyone who is signed up as a general member for the 2025 to 2026 year will receive or has received an email with the link to the album submission form, and we will be going through and picking out albums from those submissions to review for the rest of the winter semester. So make sure you go ahead and submit your albums if you haven't already, and if you haven't signed up as a general member yet, do not fret. The link is in the Queen's Album Club Instagram bio. That is at QU Album Club on Instagram. So make sure you go ahead and sign up and then go ahead and submit whatever albums you want to see us review. What albums do you want us to talk about? Whether you absolutely love the album, whether you want to absolutely just trash on the album, we respect it all. Just go ahead and submit. Try and keep it to a maximum of 3. And yeah, we'd love to hear what you're listening to. And speaking of what you're going to be listening to on today's show, since we're not having a meeting, I thought I would just kind of pick my own genre. And today we're doing an indie rock roundup of some old favorites and some new singles. So up next, we will have Indie Rockers by MGMT, followed by No Turning by Jaguar Sun, and closing out with The Ghost by Moonbear. So I hope you enjoy.
I'm listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome back from the music. I hope you enjoyed that selection of songs that I played for you just now. And as always, I will go over those songs as a little refresher. Up first, we had Indie Rockers by MGMT from their EP Time to Pretend, which was released in 2005. Which again, absolutely crazy, over 20 years old. But as for a newer song, we had No Turning by Jaguar Sun, which was just released this past January on the 22nd. And it's a banger. It's definitely a banger. I realized when I was collecting the songs that I had listened to them before, they released an album in 2020 called This Empty Town, and the album The album cover is a cute little photo of a cat, and the single cover for No Turning is a cute photo of a dog, so I'm really enjoying the animal theming, personally. And then last up there, again, another new song, we had The Ghost by Moonbear off of their EP Someplace Nice, released December 12th of last year, 2025. And they've been releasing quite a few singles recently across 2024 and 2025, and Someplace Nice is a fantastic EP, so if you like the sound of The Ghost, definitely go and check out some more of Moonbear. Now, we will have some more Andy songs coming up in just a moment, but honestly, today's episode was originally going to be a very heavy dance electronic themed episode, or genre episode, but unfortunately, I underestimated the amount of time it would take to get the transitions to sound good, because normally I just kind of crossfade the songs, but I would want to line up the beats on these ones. And I was like, okay, we're going to pivot for today and then save that for next week. So if that sounds interesting or fun to you, definitely make sure you tune in next week, Wednesday at 3 p.m. to hear me and my lovely little electronic mix. But I thought, save that for reading week when everyone's like, or at least the students, sorry to everyone who is not a student and it's just a regular week, but for all the students, a little bit of downtime, little bit of time to have fun. Why not save that super dancey, upbeat, electronic, great episode for next week? And not to say that this episode isn't great either. The music here is great, but it's definitely a little bit more low-key, which I think is better suited for not only the weather today, but also just like midterm season. I almost said finals. My brain is thinking that it's midway through March and that I'm graduating in a month, which thankfully isn't true, because, oh boy, there would be a lot of stuff that I would have missed and needed to get done, but it's really getting antsy to get there. Now, those next couple songs are going to be coming up for you in just a moment, so I'm going to go ahead and begin introducing them. Up first, we have Daystar by Soren, followed by Delusional on Sunset Boulevard by Pearly Drops, and closing out with Whoever You Are by Clothesline from Heck. That is the censored version of the band's name, but I digress. So I hope you enjoy those songs just after this quick ad.
The Kingston Canadian Film Festival returns this winter, running February 25th to March 1st in downtown Kingston. With close to 100 Canadian films, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival also hosts tons of comedy, live music, workshops, and special guest appearances. Highlights this season include casts from Letterkenny, Biff Naked, Sean Majumder, July Talk, and Mark Ford. Make sure to check out the opening night film Youngblood, a fresh remake of the original hockey cult classic, and get ready for the new Degrassi documentary with a live appearance from cast members Spike and Caitlin. The Kingston Canadian Film Festival, running February 25th to March 1st. Check out the lineup and get tickets by visiting kingcanfilmfest.com.
much.
Once again, welcome back from the music. And if you're only now tuning in, then welcome. You are listening to Queen's Album Club, a weekend preview on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And I am here on CFRC every Wednesday at 3 p.m. And once again, going over those songs that you just heard. Up first, we had Daystar by Soren, which, again, pretty new release, came out this past January 22nd. And it is a banger. After listening to this, I hadn't heard of Soren before. I immediately went and explored their discography, and they actually have a song called Julia. So not to say that this is kind of a faded favorite artist, and they're also Canadian, so it's not to say that there's a faded business venture in the future or something, but I think it's fate, guys. And it's another banger song, so my head's saying it's fate. But following that song, we had Delusional on Sunset Boulevard by Pearly Drops, which was one of my favorite songs released this summer. It came out August 29th, 2025, from the album The Voices Are Coming Back, which I think is the first thing you hear on every song on the album. I might be incorrect, but I think that's the case for most of the songs anyway. I know Delusional on Sunset Boulevard definitely features that. But I'm honestly shocked it took me that long to get really into the Pearly Drops, because I started getting into music around 2020 with COVID and everything. And that's when their album Call for Help was released. And I remember hearing so much about it, seeing it everywhere on these music forums, music areas of the internet. But I just never really got into it. Either never listened to it or never got into it. But now, after their most recent release, I'm this is what y'all were on back then. And even Call for Help, it's not even it was oh, that was a bad album and I only like this new one. It's I went back and I listened to Call for Help and I was why did I delay listening to this for so long? I tend to do that often. This is not a case of me ignoring an album, but I thought another similar case, sort of, was the fact that the first time I listened to Frank Ocean's Ivy, oh my god, not Frank Ocean's Ivy, Frank Ocean's Blonde, I thought the album was really underwhelming, which definitely, especially back in the day, that's a take that would get you kicked out of the club, sort of a thing. But then I re-listened to it again 2 years later and I was wait, why did my brain, it's my brain has, because you know how your tongue's taste buds change every so often, every couple of years, I'm it feels like my brain has that, but for music, which I guess is just developing taste and expanding your taste. But anyways, the last song that you had just heard was Whoever You Are from Clothesline from Heck, which was another new release from their album Slather on the Honey. And immediately we're going to be sending you in to some more new songs and some old songs. Up first, we have Make It With You by Queens of the Stone Age, followed by Daredevil by Archie Arnold, and closing out with Carried Away by Men I Trust. So I hope you enjoy.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Thank you.
you want the truth. Keep you hanging on the road. Meanwhile, I know I've got work to do. I know I'm not myself. I do this all for you. I'm trying to be someone else. Fit inside the shoes. Always looking for something new. I know what to do.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
For the last time today, welcome back from the music. I hope you have enjoyed all of which I have played for you today. And as always, I will be going over those last couple songs you just heard. Up first, we had Make It With You by Queens of the Stone Age, which is definitely not a new song that came out in 2007. All the old songs have seemed to be going kind of consecutive. We had 2005, 2006, 2007. But speeding up to 2026, we have Daredevil by Archie Arnold, which was released January 16th of this year. And they're a phenomenal band. They're from Vancouver. I highly recommend checking them out. They have a very distinct sound. So if you like the sound of Daredevil, you'll definitely like a bunch of their other stuff. And then last up, we had the iconic Men I Trust with Carried Away. Something about this song is just so soothing and calming. And like, you could say that about a lot of Men I Trust's music, because I'm forgetting her name, but the lead singer's voice is very distinct and kind of uses it in a lullaby-ish tone, which I really enjoy. But just like everything about Carried Away, like the guitar, the vocals, like the rhythm, like it's just like perfect calm piece of music. I should actually make like a playlist of like 50 of those songs to just like, or 50 of that song just to keep on shuffle and keep on replay whenever I'm like getting stressed out, because perfect song. And honestly, another example of a calming song, at least for me, is going to be the last song of the hour, which is the even more iconic Tragically Hip with Escape Is at Hand for the Traveling Man, which I think honestly might be my favorite Hip song, which I don't know if that's a unpopular opinion, a hot take or anything like that, but it's just like something about it, the lyrics, again, the guitar, the building of the song, Gord's voice. It's all just incredible. I love the song so much. And then, of course, Bob Cajun. But, like, everyone likes Bob Cajun, I think. Even if you don't like the Hip, which, like, get yourself checked. I think everyone likes Bob Cajun. But I'm going to be sending you on out just after a quick ad to listen to that song. And then next week, we're going to have a very, very different vibe with some upbeat electronic dance music. Hopefully it'll be mixed well, but that will be determined at some point in the near future, whether that will actually be possible for me. But my fingers are crossed, and my hopes, I would like to say, are contained, but quite honestly, they are high. So I hope you tune in next week as well, once again, Wednesday at 3 p.m. every week, to hear that mix. And then the following week, we will be back to business as usual, covering whatever we are doing over at Queen's Album Club. So I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday. Stay warm out there, stay bundled up, wear a scarf, wear a hat, wear mittens, it's cold. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this last song. Once again, this is The Tragically Hip with Escape Is at Hand for the Traveling Man, coming up right after this short ad. Take care, bye-bye.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Yes, I'm too. Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
This February, find where live art meets extended